Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Brian Hay, voicing today's program for Station Manager Mike Cornell. It's day 27 of Spring Letter Month. Have we heard from you yet? Counting today, there are only 5 days left in which to write your Letter Month letter. As of Friday, our letter count stands at 572. That's 305 short of the goal. Here are some of the letters we've received. Robert sent an email. Happy Letter Month to you all at WRVM. I'm an early riser, getting up at 4 o'clock most every morning. I enjoy communing with the Lord and listening to WRVM. Who am I? I'm a 90-year-old who retired at age 55 from my career as an engineer in the aircraft industry. I and my wife of 70 years moved to Springstead, Wisconsin, where I was born and had inherited land. There I embarked on a second career of writing about antique and collectible farm tractors, and most recently, Astonishing Stories Pilots Tell Pilots, some 35 books. Keep up the good work, WRVM. I'll see you again tomorrow morning. Nancy and Rhinelander wrote, good morning. Thank you to all who serve in this ministry. I thank God for this station. It's a lifeline for me. I believe God uses you to reach many people with the gospel and for hope and encouragement. I listen through the night, and it is a comfort. I appreciate the music. Also focus on the family, Janet Parshall, Nancy DeMoss, and many others. I would appreciate a schedule of programs and an envelope to send a donation. God bless you. Bill and Terry write, we've been listening for quite a while. Bill loves John MacArthur and Prophecy Today, and Terry loves children's programs and Town Square. We both enjoy Sunday mornings, the National Christian Choir, we saw them when they came to Appleton, and the music. We really love the music. God bless all of you as you have blessed us. Don't change a thing. Kathy and Phillips wrote, I'm so happy that I can hear the voice of the Master from my car, traveling through northern Wisconsin. I live in Phillips and get 88.1 in clearly almost everywhere I go. It's such a blessing to have Christian music and programming without tons of secular advertising. I enjoy how during other programs there are minute programs instead of ads, as in the Christian Working Woman during Janet Parshall. And this letter included in the comments box of our online giving form. I write in support of Creation Moments, Insight for Living, Love Worth Finding, Prophecy Today, and The Land in the Book. What programs do you listen for? We'd like to hear from you during Spring Letter Month. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Email wrvm@wrvm.org.